Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Saturday, and welcome back to The Positivity Effect, episode number 55, The Voice of Tim Page. I'm so excited to announce that I will be launching a store on May 1st that's going to have some inspiring t-shirts and other products that will be added along the way to keep you feeling positive and uplifted. So stay tuned. Today, the voice behind the intro of The Positivity Effect, Tim Page, is back to teach us more about the power of the spoken word. Tim is a humble family man and an effective multifaceted entrepreneur, and I'd love for you to check out his voiceover work at thevoiceoftimpage.com. It's just awesome stuff. And hey, maybe you're thinking of launching a podcast and you need an intro. Head over to makemyintro.com for more info. Again, first and foremost, Tim is a husband and a father, and some of his talents include podcasting and live touring with a rock band that was featured on MTV and Warped Tour, just to name a few. He's a successful voiceover actor and has done work for companies like Disney and the UFC. So hit him up on Twitter at TimThePage, and it's P-A-I-G-E, and help me welcome him now to The Positivity Effect. Sam, what's up? Welcome back. Day two, Positivity Effect.
And here we are.
And, we dropped down a little bit.
Welcome back to The Positivity Effect. With your co-host, Tim Page.
Dude, I wish I could have you on every episode. I love you, man. Oh, it's so powerful. Like, we were talking about, we got into the, just like, the real, I love the turn that the conversation took yesterday. It's the power of language, you know, in any person's life. And if you find somebody that's really happy, and then you find somebody that's really unhappy, there's something going on inside their head. It's what they're telling themselves, you know. And you shared that powerful story of just, like, how, at the end of the day, you know, your son was just acting a certain way, and you responded to him acting a certain way, and you know, verbally when you were speaking with your wife, because you just let your mind basically run amok with the words and the things that you were telling yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing how much power it has over you, and that's, you know, I wouldn't want that to change, because I love the fact that we're emotional beings. You know, I'm a very emotional person, and you can tell how I'm feeling when you're talking to me. So I love that we're emotional beings, but we have to be careful to not let it take us too far. That's, I think, where that power of the way that we talk to ourselves affects it.
Well, you're definitely, not to change the subject really quick, but like when I had a chance to meet you, you know, on the cruise, I was always just so honored, and like, cause for me, like putting like my fiance, putting my family first, it's so important for me. And yes. You, like, anytime, anywhere we were, you know, if we were somewhere, if we were spending time, for you, it was so important for you to make sure you spent time with your wife, and like you guys would go off and do your own thing. And I respected that so much, because, you know, we talk about business on the show, you know, and we talk about personal stuff, but at the end of the day, like that bedrock, you know, that relationship, and like you mentioned, you said your wife, your kids, like that motivates you to do all this awesome work, like, you know, to do, you know, make the Positivity Effect intro. You know, you told me that you're doing some other really awesome work right now too, that, you know, it's just, it really stems back to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's for me, my focus has always been, how can I make a better life for my family? You know, I'm married, I have a kid, and it's like, you know, what can I do for them? You know, the number one thing I can do is be around. I think a lot of the times we think that that money, having a lot of money, means that we're providing the best life for our family. And don't get me wrong, you should have, you know, if you can do it, you should have money. And it's a lot easier that way. And there's a lot of things you can do when you have money. But the biggest focus for me was being around. So now, because of Lead Pages, because of the work I do there, because of my voiceover business, because of these decisions that I've made slowly over time, I do get to be around. I get to, you know, if I'm having a bad day or I had a bad webinar, you know, just before this call, I was on a webinar and the webinar software literally kicked me and everybody else off, all 250 people, kicked us all off in the middle of the webinar. And, you know, it's like when that happens, I can get back on, finish the webinar. I can walk in the other room and my son hears that my office door opening from the living room, which is probably 30 feet away. And I hear him go, da, da, and then come running up and give me a big hug and say, want to play? And it's just like that stuff.
Yes, I do.
Will get you through anything. Yes, I want to play. You know, that will get you through anything. And then, you know, my wife is sitting there and just it's just. It's always awesome to have that. I legitimately do whatever I can so that I can be more available for that. That's what I want.
And yeah, and it's like, it doesn't matter what day you're having. You can have a good day, bad day at work. We're talking about work. And then you know that, you know, the most important thing inside your heart, inside your soul is just being there for your family. And it's, yeah, it's so powerful today, you know, like we're such a distracted culture, you know?
Oh yeah.
So distracted.
Yeah. I mean, me too. Look at, we all have this and it's a constant struggle. And, you know, I know people that are like, I don't have a cell phone or internet or the email or email. Cause I want to be present. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. If that works for you, great. You know, all of my work is online and on my phone and all that. So I do need to be connected. And sometimes, you know what, sometimes something big has happened. I had a big audition for something, or I'm waiting for results from a promotion that we did at Lead Pages to come in or something. And sometimes at night I'm sitting there and it's family time and I'm on my phone looking at stuff, waiting for the numbers to roll in. And I have to remind myself, sometimes I'm not good at it. Sometimes I sit there and focus and it's like the night goes to an end and it's Owen's bedtime. And I'm like, ah, oh, dang it. I was really just sitting here. But, you know, it's a work in progress. And I think we're all going through it. We're all working on it. We're all working on being more present, being with the people that we're with. And I also think we need to be careful not to be too guilty, feel too guilty about these other things. Right.
Yeah. Cause then, you know, if you start feeling guilty, talking about that story yesterday, you know, about letting your mind get hijacked, like you start feeling guilty and you start running with it.
Yeah.
You're going to paralyze yourself to do anything. You're not going to do work. You're not going to spend time with your family. You're just going to sit there in your own thoughts.
Exactly right. Yeah.
You know, and that comes back to, so that powerful, you know, testimony about language. And, you know, what are some of these things that we can learn, you know, from someone like yourself, from someone that does voiceovers, that some of these tips that we can implement into our own lives where obviously we're not using it to be manipulative, but just to maybe better understand our spouse or better understand our boss or better understand our own voice inside of our head?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is just understanding that there is subtext to the language that we use, even if it's unintentional. You know, again, it's that subtext is like, always think of the good versus good, right? So, you know, good is bad and good is good, right? They're two different things, the same word meaning two different things. So if you could always think about subtext in the language that you're using, you can not only communicate better, but further understand what other people mean when they say things. You know, it's like a lot of people liken it to that whole thing of like, you know, not to be sexist, but it's like a you know, joke where it's like, if a woman says it's fine, it's not fine.
I got, you know, finish your point. I have something funny. I want to interject with that. Hilarious.
Yeah. But it's like that whole thing. It's like, you know, that's subtext. If it says, no, it's fine. That means it's not fine. Right. And that's subtext. And if we can really start to understand the subtext of language, then we can, again, have more meaningful conversations. We can more understand what the people are saying to us when they're saying it, whether it's our significant other, whether it's our kids, whether it's our boss, whether it's our coworkers, our employees, our clients, whatever. You know, if you can focus on that subtext and you can really kind of get a grasp of it, it will allow you to not manipulate the situation, but fully understand the situation and respond in a way that is better for everybody involved. I think that's one of the important things to learn.
And, you know, thinking about something that affects all of us, you know, when we think of our cell phone and we think of, and this is kind of like hilarious thing I was thinking about, and I have this conversation like regularly with my fiance, is we think of text messages, right?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like it kind of like evolved pretty quickly. I don't know if it was just like over a few years, but like I'm thinking back maybe like 10 years ago, like texting in like middle school or whatever. And now it's, there is actual meaning behind a text message. Like,
oh yeah,
that's fully understood by, it's like almost like a universal language. Like if you write the word okay and you don't put anything else, it's like,
yes,
the person on the other side is like, what the heck, man? Like, just okay? Like, and it's crazy, but like we all do it, and then we all get mad, like, and it's so easy for a text, there's some funny commercials out there that make fun of it. It's like, it's so easy for us to misunderstand a text, and then right away we're calling the person like, wait, did you really mean that? Did you mean okay? Yes. Or did you mean okay, I'm happy to talk to you? It's crazy.
And we put our own subtext into those text messages. That's exactly what we do. I do the same thing. The difference is, when it comes to like my wife, we've been together so long,
you know,
that I actually know what they mean.
You know, like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. It's like if it's, you know, like for a lot of us, if somebody is used to sending you long text messages and then they send you one short text message, you automatically go, they're mad, they're upset, whatever. But you know what? Sometimes they're busy and we just don't know. And, you know, like we have a friend, my wife and I have a mutual friend who literally cannot send everything in one message. She always has to send you six different individual messages, even if the whole sentence is six words. It's six individual messages. It's unbelievable. I'm exaggerating, but that's what she does. And it's like, so you know, if you get everything in one message, you're like, what's going on? Either you know it's like happened. Her husband messing with you, something. But yeah,
that's
so funny,
crazy. Yeah, like. Like even thinking, so if we're talking now strictly about, like, say we're talking about our job, or, you know, we're an entrepreneur, and, you know, you mentioned about like waiting for an email to come in or something that you know, you're connecting with somebody or maybe a new job opportunity. If you're having a crummy day and maybe now you get an email for some job offer, if you're reading that email in the context of your crummy day, you're going to like hear that person's voice. You're going to be reading that person's email with your voice.
Right.
It's so easy to do. And then you're like, oh, like they don't want me. They don't think, you know, it's not. And then you're going to drop the opportunity when maybe the door is still open, just not fully open yet.
Yes. And we really have to be careful of that, too, because you like, for example, in the voiceover industry. Right. So I have I don't know if I ever told you this or had this conversation. But after the cruise, I got signed to a really amazing agency.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, one of the top five agencies in the world. I mean, they represent the Bob Bergen, who is Porky Pig. They represent Jim Cummings, who is Winnie the Pooh. Like, you know, really fantastic agency. And these people are the busiest people in the world. Like, if you watch Entourage, they are a non-slimy version of Ari, right? Like, they are busy all the time, always doing something. But they are on the up and up. They're great people and not doing shady things, right? So... So that said, you know, like if you get an email from them that is okay, they are literally confirming that they have gotten whatever the message is that you said to them and they understand. That's what it is. But, you know, sometimes when you're a new voice actor at this level, like I'm new at this level, it's easy to go, ah, geez, they're mad at me or they didn't like what I said or whatever. But I've learned.
That's so crazy.
That they're just busy. They're busy people and they don't have time to try to make you feel better with a long sentence. Instead of saying, okay, I understand. Thank you very much. They just say, okay, because that's the time they have to type. Okay. Send. That's what they have. And it's like, I know that in a lot of businesses, we can get like this, our clients. So, you know, potential clients, we send them a sales pitch and they say, okay, checking with team. And then it's like, oh God, that was really short. They're obviously not interested. Or we'll get back to you. Oh, that means they don't want it. But we have to just remember that, you know, yes, there is subtext to language. But when it comes to stuff like email or text message, we have to be careful not to put our own subtext onto the language. And sometimes it's hard to do. I'm still bad at it. I still will get a text from my wife that says, okay, and go, oh God, she's so mad at me. And sometimes that's just not it. She's with Owen and he's being a pain or something. But, you know, again, just like anything else in our lives, in our minds, it's a constant evolutionary process.
That's such a powerful takeaway, is to not put our own subtext on another message. That's
yes.
Like, I think all of us, our lives will literally improve like 100-fold if we, like, that's the only thing we do from takeaway from this interview is if we do that, because like it's we're all affected by it. We all get emails. It's everybody reads emails. Even my grandma, that's 90, reads emails. You know, everybody's affected by it. So it's interesting. You know, when you and you know, it's cool to hear like just how, you know how you use language to convey messages and when we really think about it, like everything that's all like hard to understand about business, like all these things, people are like, I wish I understood how to open a business, or you know, it feels like it's so. I can't put a grasp on what it is or how to do it. At the end of the day, it's all communication. It all,
right.
Like you'll learn all the little things of, you know, accounting and, you know, the numbers and bank accounts and, you know, LLC, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, if you're not, you're never going to thrive if you're not figuring out how to better communicate with people.
Yeah. I mean, even just to put it in perspective, using the voiceover industry, it's so funny because you know, I think a lot of people think again of voiceover as being, oh, you've got a nice voice, you should do voiceover. Well, not many people over the years have heard me speak and said, oh, you have a great voice, you should go into voiceover. People think of good voice as guys like Morgan Freeman, right? Yes, he has an absolutely beautiful voice, and he could read the ingredients to some organic thing, and it would be like the best thing ever.
My body's vibrating. You just mentioning his voice right now.
You know what I mean? That's it. But for the most part, voiceover is not about your voice. It's about the meaning that you put behind the words. You know, there are some exceptions. I know I was telling you earlier, after this talk, I have a session with the UFC and we're recording a promo for a fight night. And it's like they just want me to sound as dark and brooding and angry as possible. That's all they want. They don't care. But for the most part, you know, my other clients, they want something that is reflective of the message they're trying to get across. You know, what do they want people to feel when they hear that? And it's not just about how deep can I get my voice or how silly can I sound? It's about putting the meaning behind the words to really get people to feel a certain way so that they want to watch the show or go buy the thing that you're promoting or whatever it might be. It's about the meaning behind the words. And if we can learn that again, to repeat this, if we can learn that again, it can really have such a big impact on the way we communicate.
Yeah. And like not only in business, like in our own personal relationships too, because we're always selling, whether you're selling yourself to, you know, a friend to, you know, go out to dinner or something, like you're always selling something regardless.
You're selling your significant other on which show you should watch tonight.
Yeah, you know, or you know, are you gonna have chicken or fish? Like you're always selling, you're always, and it's, it's. Right. I think when we don't think of that word as a dirty word, you know, you can kind of just think of, you know, the point that you're selling yourself, you know, the person who you are, and that's, you know, there's a whole conversation with that of thinking about, you know,
totally
centering yourself and everything. But oh my gosh, can we do something fun for the audience?
Yeah, what do you got?
Can you just give us a couple of different voiceovers?
Most of the voiceovers just sound like me, but yeah, I mean, so I do the UFC, the voice of the UFC, and they usually sound like, you know, UFC 196 returns to Las Vegas this December.
That's a
common one. If I do animation, I'm usually playing like a 12-year-old or something, because I have this kind of voice. He sounds kind of like this, and he's always crushing on the beautiful girl. those are those, and then the rest of it is really just, it's different based on the script. I get booked a lot for kind of my excited, energetic kind of promo read. Like I've done some spots for this thing called Just for Laughs. It's a big festival, a comedy festival, and everybody has done it, but they did a special on the CW. And so I did all the promos for that. And it's like, you know, Howie Mandel presents Pete Holmes, Jeff Ross, and today's funniest comics in the stand-up special Just for Laughs. Like
that's,
I do a
awesome
lot of that kind of stuff.
And it's just, oh man. And like the message behind it, just, it puts a smile on your face. It really, it's so powerful, man. Communication. It's unbelievable what you could do with it. Like you could have just said, like, I'm eating a bowl of cereal, and like I would have felt better. You know, like,
yeah. Well, most people feel better eating a bowl of cereal.
Of course, you know, popcorn. You know, they'll, Ryan Guth, I'm good buddies with him now. You know, met him on the cruise, and he's always eating. He's been snapping a lot, and he's always eating Cocoa Puffs. Like he's like, that's what gives him his fuel to do his work. I'm just
nice.
Good aside. Oh my gosh. Tim, So good, man. So much good stuff talking about, you know, just the voiceovers and even like we haven't even time to get into it, but just like just how you know we talk about lead pages, you know, like for those that don't know, like you jump on these webinars and you have to sell an idea, and like whether you're doing it in your own voice or you're doing it in a voiceover, like that's coming back to it. You have to sell an idea to the audience, and you have to communicate it on a proper way for them to understand the value behind something.
Yeah, it's getting teaching them something that's valuable to help them while also showing them that the easiest way to do what you're teaching them is using lead pages. And so I'm always straddling that line between sounding like a salesman and not making them fall asleep. It's tough because I can't get on there and go, okay, we're going to, you know, I can't be Ben Stein. but also if I'm, you know, if I'm really going at it, you know, if I'm Don Pardo, it's not going to work out. So you really have to find that happy medium. And for me, it's just intent behind the words. I really want them, really, truly want them to learn what I'm teaching them. And I really do know that the best way to do that is using our tool. So it's a natural thing. I think it all comes down to, can you internalize what you're saying? And if you can, it's there.
You know, you have a history of being a musician too. Does a lot of this kind of stem back to like, also like when you think of music, just like how you convey a message through music, like that was a big part of your life too, is, you know, cause I love music and like you can, it's amazing. Like any emotion somebody's going through, they may not be able to verbally say it, but in a story put out through a song, you know,
yes,
and just the ups and downs of the actual tones and then the lyrics, it's a really powerful way to convey a message.
Yeah, man. I wrote a lot of the skeletons of our songs, and we had two singers. I was kind of the second singer. And you know, our lead singer, he sang with emotion, but he was very much classically trained and you know, has unbelievable vocal control and that kind of thing. Great voice too, but my thing was emotion. You know, if you heard me sing, you knew how I felt.
That's awesome.
You know, it was usually because we were kind of like a pop punk band, so it was usually angry or something along those lines, and you could tell, feel it. And
you put everything into it, though. You put your whole body, yes, your heart, your soul into it, and it comes through. You know, the crowd knows, like, wow, like Tim is giving it his all right now.
Totally.
So much, so good, Tim. We're at the end of the episode, but I give everybody that comes on, because I always say, and I like to always repeat it, because it's just for me, it's such an honor that, you know, you take some time out of your busy day to come on the show and spend that time with me, because I know we're all so busy and time is so precious, you know? So I just want you to just answer this last question. If you were suddenly at the end of your life and you were reflecting on everything you've done, you've been through, everything that you have created, what kind of impact would you want to be remembered for?
I would want to be remembered for being a father that loved his kid more than anything in the world, and a husband that did everything he could to make his wife's life better.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. I always think of it like this last end part. It's like a little like time capsule, you know?
Yeah.
And I love, you know, who knows, like right now this once it goes live, all of our podcasts, they're out there in the universe, you know, like it's crazy. Like they say, like a lot of audio waves are literally light years away right now. Like they just, yeah, keep traveling away from the earth. So who knows? You know, who's listening to the Positivity Effect right now, or listening to, you know, some of your UFC overtures and stuff. So it's freaking awesome. It's good. And Tim, awesome episode. Great couple days with you coming on the Positivity Effect. And it's just been cool to call you a friend now and have an opportunity to connect. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I feel the same. And thanks for having me on. It's been cool to be a part of this.
Absolutely. And guys, you know, anything we mentioned today's episode, you can go to, you know, just the Positivity Effect, and you could put Tim's name right in the search bar. But as well, make sure you head over to makemyintro.com. I'm saying that correct, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And is that the best way if they want to learn about your voiceover work, or is there a more central hub for them to connect with you?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to makemyintro.com for podcast intros and outros. If you just want to check out my other voiceover work, stuff for the UFC and the CW and Tomy Toys and Disney and stuff, you can go to thevoiceoftimpage.com. And if you're in business or marketing, you absolutely should check out Lead Pages, leadpages.net. It is just the tool that I recommend to every marketer and entrepreneur to grow their business.
Boom. Tim.
Love it, man.
And I gotta practice real quick. Thank you so much for coming. I can't do it. For coming on The Positivity Effect.
It's been my pleasure.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.